Owning an investment property can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. At Heritage Realty Property Management, they handle the challenges for you, ensure it's rented, maintained, and gets the highest return possible, while you just collect the check. With over 50 years' experience, you can trust Heritage Realty to provide the property care you want and rental knowledge you need. Visit heritagerealtyknox.com to connect with the team more landlords trust. Heritage Realty. We treat your property as if it were our own.
All right, 7:06, brand new hour of the starting lineup. Tuesday, November the 29th, Tennessee. Are they going to stick behind Alabama tonight when the college football playoff rankings revealed? We'll tell you that in less than 10 minutes. Not only that, but five burning questions to keep you moving here as we close in on the final days of November. Tyler Ivins alongside Logan Ward. Let's get to it. This is your Tuesday morning buzz here on TSL. Well, Auburn hires, quote, the best fit for their program moving forward. Report coming from Chris Lowe over at ESPN that Hugh Freeze has agreed to a deal to become Auburn's next head football coach. Auburn's administration, including athletic director John Cohen, met with the football staff members earlier on Monday to tell them about the hiring of Freeze, who arrived on campus late last night. Freeze, of course, who spent the last four seasons at Liberty, where he took the Flames to an unprecedented height. Now, this year, though, it hasn't been that awesome. New Mexico State loss.
They blew him out.
Yeah, New Mexico State, that, well, I'm going to be real. When I saw New Mexico State beat Liberty, I thought that might actually bury Hugh Freeze from getting the Auburn job.
No, it did not.
But it did not. So now if you kind of look at the moving, shuffling of decks across college football, there you go, Matt Rhule, Lincoln, Nebraska. There you go, Luke Fickell in Madison, Wisconsin. Here you go, Auburn, Alabama, Hugh Freeze. We'll see how long it takes for him to get that program going and blowing. By the way, pulse of the fan base down at Auburn, not the happiest.
Here's the thing, though, with that. Whenever they're winning 9-10 games a year here in a couple of seasons, no one's going to care.
Nobody's going to mention this, scrub their Twitter accounts.
Exactly. Have you seen the reports from Pat Forty on the exact details surrounding this hire?
Not yet.
They apparently had him relinquish all his social media control.
Ooh, that shows you how bad he wanted to get out of Liberty.
That's what people have told Pat Forty. That was the deal breaker for Lane Kiffin. Let's realize that. Then on Monday Night Football last night in the NFL.
Ivins, we're going to pay you $7 million a year. Give us your Twitter account. So
Kiffin would never do that. Last night, the Steelers took down the Colts 24-17. Kenny Pickett, he was 20 of 28, 174 yards. Benny Snell Jr., 62 yards and one touchdown. There's been some hate thrown that towards the way of Jeff Satterfield for his clock management late in the game. He's not a head coach. What do you expect?
You guys need to get off Jeff Saturday's butt. The guy's out there doing his best he can, all right? 24-17, if you're a Colts fan right now, that gets you closer to a quarterback that can lead you to the AFC South title in the next, 3 years? Titans fans, you do realize this could end up being a bad situation, right? Trevor Lawrence is already in your division. Bryce Young's going to go number one overall to Houston. Colts going to mess around and stumble into a quarterback like Anthony Richardson. That division could end up being loaded by the end of May in the first round of the NFL draft. A couple things we need to get to. Let's go ahead and play hustle here. You got the Tennessee Volunteers. They've bumped up to number 13 in the AP poll. Not only that, but I'm loving this. The ACC and the SEC are getting together for the new challenge. You know, the Big 12 SEC challenge kind of going kaput with Texas and Oklahoma joining the conference as soon as 2025. Can you imagine a Duke-Tennessee showdown? Somebody let Kentucky know that Tennessee would like to play Duke a few times? You know, will somebody else let North Carolina come and get their butt whooped inside Thompson Bowling Arena again?
Or Arkansas, Virginia?
Oh.
Give me that matchup
Clashing of styles?
Right now.
Hang on, time out. Would you really want that?
Yes.
Slow Virginia and Arkansas is kind of like, I don't know, we're here to play.
Yes.
You really want to see that mess?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
The number one overall team in the country. Well, excuse me, number 3, Virginia, number 12, Arkansas.
Quickly, just to let you know, the United States and Iran, that's a 2 o'clock kickoff today. A win by the United States, including some kind of combination of whatever happens between England and Wales, that's going to get the Americans past group play. And when it comes to property management, buying and selling your home, you're listening right now on the stream, and you say, you know what, I want to make East Tennessee my home. You just need to contact them. Stephanie and her team waits for you at heritagerealtyknox.com, 710. And Alabama ahead of Tennessee, despite the head-to-head victory and pretty much every criteria advantage Tennessee. But is it going to help out the Volunteers this year when it comes to destination and opponent in their bowl game? We talked with Heath Shuler a bit about it yesterday. Perhaps maybe the Orange Bowl, maybe it happens to benefit Tennessee by playing an exhibition game against a team like a Clemson and having to avoid showdowns with Kansas State or Tulane in Dallas. 99.1, the Sports Animal. Tennessee football postseason talk next.
Two Vols received SEC weekly honors after the win against Vanderbilt. Running back Dylan Sampson was named the co-freshman of the week, and defensive end Roman Harrison was named the co-defensive lineman of the week. In basketball, Tennessee ranks number 13 in the latest new AP Top 25 poll. Houston is now ranked number 1, Texas ranked number 2, and Santiago Vescovi was named the SEC Player of the Week. Elsewhere in college football, Auburn has officially hired Hugh Freeze to be their new head coach. Freeze previously coached in the SEC at Ole Miss and has been the head coach at Liberty for the past four seasons. Monday Night Football action in the NFL last night. The Steelers took down the Colts 24-17. Benny Snell Jr. ran for 62 yards and a touchdown. It's 7-11. Where will Tennessee be bowling? Here come late December, and who do we want to see them play? We'll tell you next here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, 7:18 this morning at 656-9900. You're a Tennessee fan, and you're pretty upset on Sunday morning whenever you saw the rankings come out from the Associated Press poll, did you not? Tennessee at number 7, Alabama at number 6. And, look, I've seen a lot of people posting on social media the criteria or what exactly it is that they're looking for and the frustrations of a head-to-head matchup essentially not mattering between Tennessee and Alabama when it comes to those final rankings. Listen, and perhaps maybe the frustration, just like me, it stings because you know how they always say you can't have your cake. You can have it, but you can't have it too. You know what I mean? What's the old saying? You can have your cake, but you can't eat it too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I think, look, I think up until 3 weeks ago, 2 weeks ago, there were Tennessee fans who were saying the Sugar Bowl. Heck no. I want a college football playoff appearance. You lose to South Carolina, then it's, well, at least the Sugar Bowl is still on the table. And then you see these recent rankings. And now all of a sudden you think, what? Okay. Alabama's not going to take that spot away. Well, that's not fair. I remember at the beginning of the year, what was the one wish I wanted? I wanted a Sugar Bowl showdown, and I wanted it against Oklahoma State. Well, you're not going to get Oklahoma State, and it seems you're not going to get the Sugar Bowl either, which is frustrating. But by chance, could Alabama taking a Sugar Bowl appearance away from Tennessee end up benefiting when it comes to postseason play and excitement level? Tyler Evans this morning inside the Budweiser studios, me telling you, yes, it would be. This actually might benefit Tennessee by this kooky, whatever the Associated Press pollers or whatever tonight's college football playoff rankings reveal. And we still have a week of chaos that could completely change things upside down after conference championship weekend. Here's what I'm getting at. I'm going to set you up three examples right now with three dates, three locations, three opponents, and you tell me where you'd rather be, okay? Can we do that together? Perfect. Let's get started with that date. New Year's Eve in New Orleans, Louisiana. Tennessee's in the Sugar Bowl, but they're taking on Kansas State, all right? Let's say K-State, whether they win or lose this weekend in the Big 12 championship to TCU, they would then go to the Sugar Bowl and they would take on a Tennessee team on January the 2nd. Are you going back down to Louisiana, those of you who already made the trip this year to go see the Vols take on LSU? Are you going to the Sugar Bowl and seeing on New Year's Eve Tennessee take on a Kansas State team that just has boring football written all over it, even if they beat TCU? So you signing yourself up for Tennessee-Kansas State in the Sugar Bowl, that coming up on New Year's Eve. won't be able to watch the college football playoff games. Maybe you'll want to go back down to Bourbon Street. I don't know. Okay. Would you rather be in the Cotton Bowl Classic coming up on Monday, January the 2nd, where you take on, who do you like as the winner this weekend between UCF and Tulane? I'm kind of leaning Green Wave there.
Oh, yeah, Tulane for sure.
Okay. So are you heading down to Dallas in the middle of January, Monday the 2nd, to see Tennessee take on Tulane at Jerry World? Cowboys Stadium? Get my point? Okay. Or would you rather be in Miami, Florida on Monday, January the 2nd, taking on the ACC champion, who I believe is going to be Clemson, and the Orange Bowl? We should make it a start bench cut, but I'm just going to simply ask you, Logan Ward, where would you rather see Tennessee? If you're a Vols fan right now, opponent, destination, all the above, as awesome as it would be to go to the Sugar Bowl. Remember, I've wanted the Sugar Bowl for some time. So what say you?
The Sugar Bowl has that nostalgic feel to it. It's like the Rose Bowl. It means a whole lot to a whole bunch of people. But let's be very clear. In today's day and age, with opt-outs and bowl games don't mean anything. But that matchup with Dabo Swinney and Clemson down in Miami, all of the orange, Clemson orange, Tennessee orange, the Orange Bowl,
yeah,
that's amazing. That'd be fun. I want to see that game just for pure Twitter purposes. Now, it doesn't mean anything.
But to go to the game, you have to relinquish your Twitter account. Like Hugh Freeze.
No, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
But if that was the matchup, that's the most interesting matchup outside of the two playoff games.
Right.
In postseason play.
I agree with you. I think Tennessee-Clemson is that game that a lot of people are going to go, huh? Okay. Now, it would be Joe Milton against DJ QB. Not really the showdown that you were wanting, but that's the showdown you're getting. Logan, you're absolutely spot on. Look, I know there's some Tennessee fans that are just simply right now going, dang it, I want my Sugar Bowl because we should be ahead of Alabama because you beat Alabama and everything else says advantage Tennessee. That's true. That's spot on. That's accurate. But I think this year, if there's any year that perhaps maybe you don't want to make that much of a squawk, for those of you who haven't watched Kansas State football, if you're not familiar with Chris Kleiman's team, Kleiman, the former coach at NDSU who led the North Dakota State Bison to so many national championships, guy's a great coach. Unfortunately, he's in a boring conference and plays boring football and plays smash-mouth football. I think that would be a bad matchup for Tennessee, and I think it'd end up being a slow draw, slow bleed, and it'd be in a Dallas game where it just there isn't a lot of pomp to it. You know what I'm saying?
That'd be Clemson, though, too.
No, but I think name brand alone.
That's it, but just from a style, but just for the name brand's sake and Dabo Swinney yeah. and the success Clemson has had.
Especially
that
the
gets
comments
the
recently. I think that just kind of brought a new
board. For sure, for sure.
You know, that added another burning eye to the stove. You're cooking with a lot of grease if you have Clemson. So I think for storylines, I think when it comes to just bragging rights, I think when it comes to just who is where when it comes to the coaching pedestal, and I don't think that's going to, you know, it's not going to knock him down pegs if Tennessee was to beat Clemson, but it might shut him up a little bit. This whole look at me as I run down the hill at Death Valley. This whole God first type of, you know, this kind of just, look, Dabo Swinney's just a fake guy. Just this kind of fake persona, doesn't have his feet on the ground, constantly running his mouth, and his team can't back it up for him this year.
He's weird.
I think it'd be nice to see a team, and if it has to be Tennessee, to punch somebody in the face one final time, how great would that be if it happened, especially warm night down on January the 2nd in Miami? You know what I'm saying? Or excuse me, for that matchup, I guess it'd be December 30th. I misspoke. So I'd like that opportunity to be able to see December 30th. You stayed out, you watch Tennessee, Miami, then you wake up on New Year's Eve and you're getting ready for a big night in Miami on New Year's Eve.
Do you think people would take the matchup with Clemson over the nostalgic Sugar Bowl?
They should.
I think I would too.
I want to see a Sugar Bowl in my life. That is on my bucket list. Tennessee in a Sugar Bowl. And right now, I should be a little bit more up in arms about it. About how is the AP poll voters, how are the committee, which by the way, tonight the committee is going to have the same as the voters. Ohio State 5, Alabama 6, Tennessee 7.
It's going to be a
7.
Boring show tonight.
Very much so. You can go ahead and look at the top 7 right now in the AP poll and know that's what's going to be laid out in the college football playoff rankings. And there are going to be some people who are going to be frustrated about that. And they should be. But if there's any delicious dessert at the end of this just crap dinner we just had, a chance to go to Miami, kick your feet up, enjoy the warm weather, maybe grab something on the Gulf side and make the drive over quickly to Miami. Sounds like that I'm going to have to As Kevin Hart once said, I've got to check it into savings. I got to move some money from my savings to my check-ins. I'm going to tell you right now, there's a very good chance that me, I wanted to get a new puppy, name him Howie, new golden retriever puppy this Christmas.
Yeah.
There's a good chance I'm going to move some savings into some check-ins, and me and Howie, the golden retriever puppy, are going down to the beach. I'm going to put him on a surfboard, teach him how to surf, get the GoPro out.
Scenario here, Tennessee, I'm giving you Tennessee in the Sugar Bowl, okay?
Okay.
So they're going to play K-State in New Orleans.
Okay.
But we agree that Alabama is going to be ranked 6 tonight, Tennessee 7. I'm giving you the Sugar Bowl, but somehow Alabama sneaks into the playoff.
Oh, no.
Is anyone taking that? No is the answer.
They're not, because then the argument becomes, why does Alabama get the spot and not Tennessee?
Sure. And Tyler,
you can't have it both ways. I don't want my cake eating. Oh. you know what? We don't have enough time for me to even try to even make a stance on how I would even try to combat that. There's not enough time. We do have 5 burning questions coming up, and if you were to throw that question somewhere in there, I don't know if I could grab a shield quick enough like Captain America and deflect. 99.1, the Sports Animal. Halfway mark. This is where we check in with our moms and our dads. 99.1, the Sports Animal. Give Alabama Kansas State. You take Clemson.
Yeah, let them go play K-State with Jalen Milroe and Ty Simpson at quarterback.
I mean, seriously. Let them go play the Sugar Bowl against Kansas State. You get the warm weather location. You get fun. And you get the beach. And you get Clemson. There's no P in it, by the way. It's not Clemson. It's Clemson.
It is Miami at New Year's. You can find something to do.
Would you? Okay, so real quick. You play the game December the 30th. You beat Clemson, you go to the beach, and then you get to stay over on New Year's Eve and enjoy the ringing of the New Year at the beach in Miami, and then wake up on New Year's Day, and you get to go home. By the way, the playoff games are being played on the 31st. You're not going to have to worry about your game because you're watching the playoff games.
Yes.
You got your good-looking lady with you. She's on your arm. You guys are going to prom together on New Year's Eve. Spending all that money. You got a checking and a savings. I'm saying...
Anywhere with a beach is better.
Beaches are better.
Although it is the beaches east coast of Florida.
It's like I used to say to all my friends. Hey, Ivans, would you rather go to Destination A or Destination B? Beaches are better, boys. The beaches are better, boys. Big red button time. 5 burning questions here on the starting lineup. Let's go.
All righty, Tyler. Will Tennessee be ranked ahead of Alabama in tonight's college football playoff rankings?
Nah, that ain't gonna happen. Unfortunately, it's not going to happen, even though when you kind of look at strength of victories, when you look at all things comparable, you know, like head-to-head victories, that don't matter no more. It only matters if you play a game in the regular season and win, if it supports your case. Go look at an Alabama fan's Twitter account and then say, hey, who won that game between Alabama and Tennessee? Well, listen, here's the deal. If you look at kind of how the thing is laid out and how to, I mean, for goodness gracious sakes, Alabama's best win is not even in the top 25 anymore after Ole Miss lost to Mississippi State on Thanksgiving. None of this makes sense. Just put it in a blender and pour it in a glass and go, what is this? Just drink it.
Yeah, Tennessee's going to be ranked 7, Alabama number 6. Right or wrong, sure. I think what that's going to tell us, though, the committee would pick Alabama to beat Tennessee clearly if they played tomorrow. I think Alabama is the better team right now because they have their starting quarterback who's going to be a Heisman candidate.
Sure.
I think that is kind of holding Tennessee back in this conversation. And Alabama didn't give up 63 points to South Carolina. I get the side-to-side. I get the head-to-head comparison. I understand all of that. I'm not saying that it's right that they're like that, but Tennessee will be 7. Alabama will be 6 tonight.
Clint, who clearly is an Alabama fan right now on social media, funny how you're not bringing up the Texas victory.
Man.
We're talking about Texas, a team that you had to escape from by a...
With their backup quarterback.
Ooh, almost said the B word. Almost said the bad word there. With a bogus roughing the passer in the end zone, which should have been grounding for his safety. Please, sell me on a September victory that you had to crawl out with your legs, your tail tucked between your legs to get out of Austin victory. My goodness, Alabama fans, how soft you have become.
Yeah.
How soft you have become. S-A-W-F-T.
Is TCU in the college football playoff with a win or loss on Saturday?
Yeah, unfortunately, Sonny Dykes' program. Look, the Big 12, they've had some, They've had some uhs. We'll just say that. And the uhs in today's world are simply this. TCU, whether you like it or not, have won games that have been on the line. 6-0 this year in the second half when they've trailed. They've found a way to win games. The only chance of them to stub their toe was going to be that Baylor matchup, and they somehow, Baylor found a way to find defeat when victory was staring them right in the face. TCU, even with the loss to Kansas State this weekend, 12-1, they're still in the playoff.
Yeah, they're in, and man, they're good. They're a good team. I cannot wait to see the Michigan-TCU matchup.
Duggan, Council Bluffs, Iowa, followed the kid when I was still out there when he was in like 8th grade. Everyone's like, this kid's going to be legit. I'm like, he's 13. How do you know? Well, I do know now.
Like, TCU has a good shot to make it to the national title game and play Georgia. They are a good football team. They clobbered, I mean clobbered, Matt Campbell on Saturday. What grade do you give Auburn hiring of Hugh Freeze?
Look, it's the guy who I thought they were getting the whole time. Even when Lane Kiffin talk started to occur. To me, I think it's crazy. A-. I mean, they traded a Cadillac in for an Escort, but what they...
Nice.
I said I was going to make that joke this morning.
I had to.
It's low-hanging fruit. I give it an A- because when Hugh Freeze gets all the bugs worked out, when Hugh Freeze is going and blowing, this program is going to be really darn good, and they're going to be competing with Alabama for the West. So I understand. Get upset now. Get mad. Throw papers in the air. Clear your desk off. It's a great hire for Auburn.
Yeah, I'm going to give it an A. You don't like the optics of the whole entire situation because of what Hugh Freeze did at Ole Miss. He's had to reinvent himself at Liberty. Yes, I get the New Mexico loss was horrible. It was a blowout this past Saturday for Liberty. But when you look up here in 2 to 3 years and he is competing with Saban for the West, and then whenever Saban leaves and retires, he's not going to stay there forever, contrary to popular opinion. You're going to be in really, really good shape. I'm going to give it an A. I think this is a fantastic hire for Auburn.
Which loss stings more for Liberty? That loss at UConn?
Oh, my gosh.
Virginia Tech? New Mexico State? Here's the thing about New Mexico State.
Don't hate on Jim Mora.
They were trash. New Mexico State this year was absolutely just barnyard Yahtzee bad. They lost
UConn
four
was
in a
better,
row.
Though.
But hang on. They lost four in a row to start the year. Then all it takes was a matchup against Hawaii. They've won four of their last, correction, five of their last seven after starting 4-0.
Look at the
the Aggies.
Is it the Aggies?
New Mexico State.
I always get them confused.
Well, there's the Lobos, who are New Mexico.
And that's just New Mexico.
And then New Mexico State is the Aggies.
I don't know New Mexico football.
So I'm not trying to make it seem like New Mexico State's a world beater, but that season could have got out of hand really quickly. So I don't know which loss you're taking, but losing your last three to bad football teams, that's not good.
It's not good. Who do you want to see Tennessee play in a bowl game?
Right now, after comments that are made about burger flipping, I'd say Dabo. Especially, here's the thing about Dabo. You ever known that guy who just won't shut his mouth? You just sit at the table and he just keeps yapping. And you're just like, this guy's a fool. This guy's an imbecile. That's Dabo Sweeney. So the opportunity to be able to have Josh Heupel sit there and go, and to have the Vols fans be able to go, Vols Mafia, all that stuff. Yeah, give me Dabo. Give me an opportunity to kind of give him a little sweet chin music through the barbershop window. It's a wrestling reference for some of you.
Yeah, it's going to be Dabo. It's Clemson. The best thing about bowl games with the day and age of where these bowl games have gone, because let's be honest, they don't really mean much or really anything at all, is the pre-game press conferences. I want to see Josh Heupel and Dabo Sweeney, you know, throw a little bit of verbal joust at each other. Let's see Twitter get all up in arms if Dabo says something crazy.
He's going to.
Something bad about Tennessee. And you know, hey, what? He probably will. And hey, it's going to be funny. And hey, it is good for content. We will talk about it on this show. But yeah, it's Clemson. No doubt about it. Last one. Does the U.S. beat Iran or Iran in advance to the knockout stage?
Do we have any Hulk Hogan music?
Do we
have any Hulk Hogan music? Because if we do, I want it played. I want real American. I want Hulk Hogan's music played. Because if there's anybody today who does not believe that the good old red, white, and blue isn't going to beat Iran in a matchup to advance past group play, I don't know what to tell you. The old USA, I am a real American, and I believe that we will win. See, I watched the football soccer. I know the chants. I know how it works. Logan Ward. Oh, yeah, turn that sucker up. Turn that sucker up.
Yeah, give it the U.S. today. No, they'll do it.
We both win today. Why? Because we were born in the greatest country in the world. Everybody.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Her ripping her shirts off with Old Glory over her head. What you gonna do? Get him a leg drop right there in the middle of the ring?
Whenever they lose 2-0 today, we'll just go back to being
Shut up. Don't you dare on these airways say they're going to lose to Iran 2-0. Right now, somebody just got steaming mad that we talked 25 seconds about soccer.
Yeah, I don't think people even knew the game was today.
656-9900 on the Stanley Fitzen and Gates hotline. Pythons. Great. Now I'm going to go home and watch WrestleMania 5 or 4. All the fantastic stuff that was. Which one was it where he took on to the Ultimate Warrior? I think that was 6. Going to go home and check that out.
You think I know?
You should.
No.
You should. Instead of teaching all them histories, we don't care about Boston Tea Parties. You talk about the time that the Ultimate Warrior in Toronto beat up on Hogan. 99.1, you're listening to the Sports Animal.
Two Vols received SEC weekly honors this week after the win against Vanderbilt. Running back Dylan Sampson was named the co-freshman of the week. Defensive end Roman Harrison was named the co-defensive lineman of the week. He registered 2 sacks on Saturday. In basketball, Tennessee jumped up to number 13 in the newest AP Top 25 poll. Santiago Vescovi was named the SEC Player of the Week. In college football, Auburn has officially hired Hugh Freeze to be their new head coach. He previously coached in the SEC at Ole Miss and has been the head coach at Liberty for the past 4 seasons. And in the NFL, last night on Monday Night Football, the Steelers took down the Colts 24-17. In college basketball, Kansas got by Texas Southern 87-55. Arkansas took down Troy 74-61. It's 7:44. We'll talk college football playoff rankings and who do you want to see Tennessee play in a bowl game coming up in late December. We'll tell you next here on TSL. Have a good morning. I'm Logan Ward.
You know, there's some people this morning, the predicaments that we put ourselves into, you can't get too close to the fire because, of course, as we've always been taught, close enough, you might get burned. Look, there are scenarios out there where Tennessee fans, they're happy, they're ecstatic, they love what's happening, and there's others they would not like to talk about. I think that we should approach the latter just now for this segment, the one they don't want to talk about. What if you could go to the Sugar Bowl, Tennessee fans, but it puts Alabama in the college football playoff? See, that's whenever these, and I think that's kind of where the crux where a lot of the conversation the last couple of days has been when it comes to Tennessee, Alabama. It doesn't matter who's going to the Sugar Bowl or who's going to the Orange Bowl more than it's, how is it that Alabama would be ranked ahead of Tennessee if more Saturday chaos did ensue this weekend like it did last weekend? I mean, look what we just got this past week. You had to have a loser between number two, number three, Ohio State and Michigan, right? That was Ohio State. They slipped to number 5. LSU, everything was setting up nicely for them. They end up slipping against Texas A&M. Everything was setting up nicely for Oregon. They lose to their in-state rival in Oregon State. Everything was setting up okay for Clemson, but then Clemson went ahead and just kicked themselves in the foot by being able to not finish the job against South Carolina, all right? So 4 top 10 teams lose this past weekend. You're not going to get 4 top 10 teams to lose this weekend, but is there enough chaos that ensues where perhaps things could get interesting with anybody still available or still in the mix for the college football playoff? Looking at UTCU, even though we're here in complete agreement that no matter if TCU wins or loses against Kansas State, based on where we are right now in the rankings, TCU still getting into the playoff. Question is now, can Utah get USC for the second time and keep them from getting into the playoff? What that happens are 2 occurrences. 1, USC gets in the playoff. If USC, in my opinion, just wins that game, let's say they win another close game. It's nothing that's exciting. It's nothing that's sexy in Las Vegas. Not only does USC get into the playoff, but Caleb Williams is going to win the Heisman. Again, team award, not an individual award. Caleb Williams can have a mediocre day against Utah's defense on Saturday. Guess what? They're still going to win the Pac-12 championship. Caleb Williams is still going to win the Heisman Trophy. So for those of you out there who are still trying to play the, because you know, I see 2 of you right now reaching out to me via the Twitter saying, why is it we still have a chance? And let's realistically talk. Well, if you want to realistically talk about Tennessee making the playoff, in my opinion, there is no realistic stance Tennessee making the playoff. And we have to pick or choose when we're going to argue about whether or not Alabama deserves to be ahead of Tennessee. The answer to that question, there are no circumstances right now. Even Logan, you brought it up. No Hendon Hooker right now for Tennessee. In my opinion, that shouldn't be the difference of why Alabama's ahead of Tennessee. But that is the reason why. For anybody out there who want to know what's really the truth, what's the ingredients inside everything that's happening right now, the reason why Alabama is ahead of Tennessee and will be ahead of Tennessee tonight in the college football playoff rankings is because the injury to number five, your Heisman finalist, Hendon Hooker. Nowhere else under any other category, even head-to-head, as we already saw play out in Knoxville, Tennessee, you were on the field smoking a cigar when it happened. No other reasoning besides that is why Alabama is ahead of Tennessee right now. So if you know Alabama's not going to make the playoff, fingers crossed, and you know Tennessee's not going to make the playoff, don't you want the best situation with the best opponent to keep things interesting for the next 4 weeks if you're a University of Tennessee fan? And I'm not talking about the diehards out there. You guys are going to go to Dallas and just watch them play Tulane. All right? I'm not talking about the diehards where it finds a way where Tennessee gets to New Orleans and they take on Kansas State. But for the parents out there who are trying to question whether or not they're going to try to make this four-person, five-person trip and spend thousands of dollars to go to Miami, they're able to get a beach trip out of it. Mama can go suntan. Dad can go play some rounds of golf. The kids maybe be able to get a Miami Beach amusement park trip out of it. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you can kind of turn it into like a New Year's Eve celebration. All that fantastic stuff. It does matter. But you have every right to be frustrated if somehow Alabama hangs ahead of Tennessee and Alabama finds a way to finagle their way into the college football playoff. And I'll tell you right now, it's not off the table that Utah gets USC again. It's not off the table that you could see Kansas State. What if Kansas State goes in there and humiliates TCU? We haven't brought that up yet.
That would be different, I think.
What if, okay, because right now the line's what, 2.5? 3?
I believe so, yeah.
What if Kansas State goes in there and beats TCU by 2 touchdowns? Because apparently, as we've learned this year, if you lose by 14 points, that's being humiliated. Of course, when you're talking about Ohio State, Michigan, that's a nice, tough-fought loss by Ohio State over the weekend. Really, they got embarrassed, and it didn't look like they were in the game past the first quarter. But if you compare Tennessee and Georgia, it's all the Vols didn't show up in that game. All right, maybe I'm nitpicking now. But again, the surface changes depending on the conversation you're having.
I don't think that there needs to be the outrage if Alabama is 6 tonight and Tennessee 7.
Not tonight, it doesn't. But if it's the difference between Tennessee going and not going to the college football playoff, which I don't believe that's what we're discussing. But the percentages are still on the table. And let's be frank. If Murphy's Law was to happen to a program, I think Tennessee, they would not sign up for it, but somehow it would fall against them. It always seems to be that way. 656-9900. Do you want to play the game? All this talking is making me hungry. Who likes free barbecue? Anybody? Just like you like going to the beach in the Orange Bowl to take on Clemson, you like free barbecue. Buddy's Barbecue wants to give you that opportunity. Let's spin the wheel. Let's play the game. We'll do it next. 99.1, the Sports Animal.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
that
way.
We're all with child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.